This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Gavin McInnes of FreeSpeech.tv, one of the most censored people in the world, is here with us another 5 minutes, and I'm going to open the phones up next hour. Millie Weaver's going to be here, Paul Watson. Robert Barnes is coming up as well during this 40-hour marathon global transmission, clown world coverage of the debates tonight. But we're talking about Mueller. Here's the hearing. He got asked twice about it, but here's one of the times he got asked last Wednesday and wouldn't deny that the FBI tipped off the media. I mean, of course they did. Here it is.
Mr. Mueller, are you aware of anyone from your team having given advance knowledge of the raid on Roger Stone's home to any person or the press, including CNN?
Well, I'm not going to talk about specifics. I will mention, but talk for a moment about persons who become involved in an investigation. And the understanding that in a lengthy, thorough investigation, some persons will be under a cloud that they should not be under a cloud. And one of the reasons for emphasizing, as I have, the speed of an election, or not election, the speed of an investigation, is that so those persons who are disrupted as a result of the...
I appreciate that, but I do have a series of questions.
With the result of that investigation.
Thank you, and you're right. It is a cloud, and it's an unfair cloud for dozens of people. But to my point, are you aware of anyone providing information to the media regarding the raid on Roger Stone's home, including CNN?
I'm not going to speak to that.
Okay.
I mean, they did it. They lied about it. It's all political. It's a joke. Closing comments on that, Gavin McInnes.
Then let's antagonize David Worthen. We have to mock these people. We let them get away with this, and we have to say, no, we sussed you out. We saw your hustle, CNN, and we're calling you on it. I'm sick of them getting with lies. Like, for example, not to open a whole other Pandora's box, but the New York Post today, they talk about this bigot who did the shooting in the at the Garlic Festival. You mean the Iranian bigot who had Arab pro-Islam Instagram stuff, who said he hates white twats? They're so determined to make this Nazi America that they ignore a half-Arab pro-Islam guy who hates white people.
Oh, it's worse than that. They said that he had something on his Instagram about a white supremacist neo-Nazi from 1889. Neo-Nazis didn't exist till 1946. Unless they got time machine suddenly. Exactly. He's an Islamicist. He goes and attacks, and it turns into a white neo-Nazi from 1889.
Modern journalists are now activists. They're just Antifa, radical, alt-left activists who are pretending that they're reporting the news, but they're not reporting anything. They are controlling the conversation and manipulating data and events in order to push their agenda. And we let them do it. That's the part that pisses me off. That's what I want to end on. Why are conservatives letting them get away with this? When a bartender says, you got to go, you're causing trouble, stick to your guns. It's not aggressive to stand your ground.
You're right. Well, remember, so many listeners come up to me on the street and they go, I used to love your show. I used to watch it on YouTube, or I used to be subscribed over iTunes, and I wish you were still on air. And I'm like, I'm an Infowars.com. We have our own video, our own audio, our own podcast, our own feeds. That's how you find it. And they're like, oh, really? Yeah, that's how you spread the word. It doesn't just pop up in your feed, you know, so you look at it. And the listeners tuned in get that. We've got to tell everybody else. We've got to tell folks about what you're doing at Free Speech TV, freespeech.tv. Tell us about that.
FreeSpeech.tv is my own platform, my own ark. Adam Carolla has a pirate ship. I got an ark. And I just started this right as the rain was really coming down. We got two giraffes. We got two of every species. And we're going to start a new America with our own platforms exposing the lies and the hypocrisy of the right and the left. But the left seems to be much more culpable of duplicitous now. But you can get us on Instagram at FreeSpeech.tv and Instagram. Twitter, we're freespeech.tv with dot spelled out. And then on Facebook, it's the same thing. It's freespeech.tv with dot spelled out. And we put on new stuff every day.
All right. Well, listen, thank you. We're going to see you. It's always good to have you here. We're going to see you at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Texas time at the end of the debates tonight, right here during Clown World coverage at clownworld.us. We'll see you then. Godspeed, my friend. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back. It's a symbol war. In this information war at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great t-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists that are trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and don't tread on me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption, from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You don't just claim these things. Devastate. Globalist lies. Satan wants to devastate our children's minds and kill our unborn and born, destroy our genetics. I want to devastate his plan with God's blessing. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you could call this broadcast the Devastator. Because we're here to devastate the globalists. And we are devastating them. And Trump says the most true statements about how dare you say our Border Patrol are Nazis, how dare you say children are going out of toilets, how dare you say we're hurting children when we're taking great care of them and we're totally overwhelmed and you wouldn't have the funding and you blocked the funding this year. Unbelievable. Just 7 months ago, they killed the $12.6 billion spending package Trump wanted and what gave like $1.3 billion for border and emergency centers. And said, there is no crisis. There are no caravans. Hoping to just break the border completely. They've already broken the courts, everything else. And then they say that Trump caused the crisis. They actually engineered with the UN and Soros. It's just unbelievable. And now President Trump has come out and pointed out all of this. And they don't know what to do. He's like, Cummings, you have the second most crime-ridden, most rat-filled hellhole because the government won't Holloway dumping. They won't go after anybody. The system is hopelessly corrupt. And you sit upon all these blue cities and they spin it that Trump's a racist because that's all they've got. But people aren't buying it anymore. I want to play a Paul Joseph Watson report into this. And then I want to come back because, yeah, I'm glad Gavin McGinnis reminded me. I was reading that this morning. This guy was from Iran. He was an Islamicist. But they found something, I don't even have proof of, that he quoted, it's in Paul's article, a guy in a turban from the 1880s. And they're calling that a neo-Nazi. Hitler took over the National Socialist Workers' Party in the late 1920s, when it was a little bitty group. When he got killed in 1945, people that rekindled Nazism were called neo-Nazis. Neo-Nazis didn't exist till 1946. Not 1890. But this is the incredibleness of even the Hill. The Hill ran a piece saying that I created the Russiagate conspiracy last week. I didn't even cover it. David Knight did. I mean, that's the new level. Like, Alex Jones and his Russiagate have been disproven. Yes, I was the target of it. But we're reaching levels of deception I've never even imagined. I mean, it's just so over the top. Remember a few weeks ago, Alex Jones lost a lawsuit on Sandy Hook for a book he wrote. I never read the book, didn't write the book, didn't lose a lawsuit. They had a public interest Supreme Court come down during their fake lawsuits and shut it down and say he's being railroaded, 1 out of 5,000, and they're hearing basically a thing to throw it all out right now at the Supreme Court of Connecticut. That's not a defeat, but they don't care. It's like propaganda, like the Hanoi, Tokyo Rose, Baghdad Bob saying when Baghdad was falling in 2003 that they'd driven us into the ocean. We have beat the Americans. They are in the sea. They are in Kuwait. F-16 flies by, drops a bomb behind him. Here's Paul Joseph Watson's report, and we'll be back. Your phone calls are coming up. I'll get the number out next segment. Stay with us.
Why is Orange Man bad today? Because Orange Man is racist.
Residents of Baltimore, Maryland are angry. Trump has called their city, quote, a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess.
Rat infested mess? Sounds like Trump is describing Baltimore as if it was a third world country. And who, apart from a disgusting racist, would describe Baltimore as if it was like a third world country?
You would think that you were in a third world country.
Oh. Well. This is awkward.
Unbelievable that we have a president of the United States who attacks American cities. You would think that you were in a third world country. Attacks American cities.
Right, Bernie, because next thing you know, racist Trump will be telling us that residents of the poorest areas of Baltimore have shorter lifespans than North Koreans. Oh. That was you. But Bernie Sanders is just another old white guy. I mean, it's not as if there are African-American mayors in Baltimore talking on camera about how Baltimore is a rat-infested mess, is it? Oh.
We should just take all this down. Who needs to smell the rats? Who needs to smell the rats?
Again. Awkward, but it's not like Baltimore residents are on tape repeatedly complaining about rats and rodents. Is it?
Living in the south of Baltimore, tell me I didn't have rats and rodents. You told me I was lying.
Oh, oh my God. Really? Oh, well, that's crazy. Yep. That's common sense.
He told me I was lying. It was no rats and rodents. He just didn't want to pay.
Oh.
Abandoned row homes, sometimes filled with rodents, trash out back.
Oh.
CNN, especially host Victor Blackwell, he's saying that Trump is racist for calling out Representative Elijah Cummings for the way his district looks. And just for pointing it out, basically, do you agree?
Trump is not racist, not to my knowledge. I'm glad that he pointed out. I'm glad that he put him on blast. Because people in West Baltimore have been putting Elijah Cummings on him on blast for years. Ever since he's been in office, he never did anything for us, like I said. If he's supposed to be from his neighborhood, like I said, supposed to be, it's just, the rats just didn't come. These houses just didn't get tore down. They've been like this. If he would take the time out to come over here and see how things are, maybe he'd be better at his job.
Oh, but it's not as if the African-American woman who posted these videos is now getting harassed by leftists for proving Trump right. Is it? Yeah. Oh. But it's not as if the African-American woman who posted these videos is getting attacked as a racist by CNN. Is it?
Kimberly Clackett, who went to impoverished parts of West Baltimore and made videos of trashed lots and ruined row homes with clearly racist connotations.
Oh, but is Baltimore even that bad? I mean, it's not as if PBS aired an entire documentary just last year that was devoted to Baltimore's rat problem. Is it? Oh. It's not as if Animal Planet listed Baltimore as the third worst rat-infested city in the world. Is it? Oh. Animal Planet is racist. Who knew? But it's not as if the Baltimore Sun repeatedly drew attention to the city's rat and trash problem, only to completely reverse their position when Trump drew attention to it. Is it? Oh. But it's not as if the Baltimore Sun published a story in 2016 called Trump's Right, Declare Baltimore a Disaster and Rebuild It. Is it? Yeah, they did. Trump is only attacking Baltimore because a lot of black people live there. It's not as if Trump has referred to other mostly white areas of America, like New Hampshire, in similar terms by describing them as drug-infested dens. Is it? Yeah, he did. But Trump's so racist, he's now calling Baltimore crime-ridden. Oh, really? Why? Just because a lot of black people live there? Again. So let's get this straight. Trump's racist for pointing out that Baltimore has problems with crime, trash, and is rat-infested, but the leftists, who immediately thought of black people via word association when they saw Trump tweet the words rat-infested, they're the anti-racists. Wow, I mean, wow, did you just use the word infested? This term immediately makes me think of black people. If you can't see how that makes you racist, then you are beyond hope at this point. But hold on a minute.
On a flight back to Baltimore, flight attendant welcomes passengers flying to the spectacular, beautiful, amazing city. Passengers cheer.
That's right. A flight attendant said some words on a plane and the passengers cheered. Rats, trash, crime, problem solved. Trump owned. Racism ended. Impeachment guaranteed.
It's just incredible how crazy they've gotten. It's amazing.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Democrat-run city, where the services and everything is siphoned off by the establishment, where the rich in the community have set up local laws to pay no taxes, and the impoverished population is managed. This is the same system they run everywhere. And the locals know this in Dallas, Texas, that's run by Democrats. They know this in Chicago, run by Democrats. They know this in Baltimore, Maryland. They know this in San Francisco. They know this in Seattle. We shot so many live videos about a year and a half ago when I went to visit some of my wife's family who lives outside Seattle. Beautiful. We flew on float plane up to Canada, looked at the orcas. Beautiful area. But Seattle was covered with human feces, needles, just all over the place. We were staying at the Westin Hotel, pretty nice, you know, like a 3.5-star hotel. There were needles out front of it, crack pipes. I mean, I wasn't looking for this. It's like I was having to dodge feces. And every 50 feet, somebody scream, F you, I'm going to kill you, dump coffee on my head, you name it. Until the point, my wife and people didn't want to go outside, so we just basically left early. But the reason I raise that is, when I go by the homeless things, they go, hey, Alex Jones, I'm on heroin, I got addicted, God, I wish everyone would have done it. This place, man, they only give you enough money to stay on the heroin. And then they get the left to give money for the city programs, but all these leftist groups siphon it off. I wish I could get off the drugs. These people were smart. The people on heroin were smarter than the leftists running around. Because they're the ones that are pooping on the streets themselves, not even the homeless. Because it's all about being bad. It's all about defiling things. And if you're not like them, you just don't get it, so you think it's not possible. But no, this is what's going on. They're creating this. And I don't just say this to be patronizing. It's reality, because I'm not politically correct. In the 1920s, 30s, until the 40s, after World War II, blacks had lower illegitimacy on average, national average, than whites. Now they're up at 80%. Whites are at about 40%. Nothing against single moms, but you're five times more likely for your kid to end up in prison, three times more likely to be on drugs. I mean, hell, two parents with all the jobs we got, it's hard to run things and hard to make ends meet. These people are poverty pimps, and they know what they're doing. And they're running systems on purpose. And I don't want to quote his letters that are public, but LBJ is the one that created the Great Society, where they paid black women not to have men in the house and to just have more babies out of wedlock. Well, you do that to any community, you're going to get the breakdown of society. And so now they've gone from, what was it, 7% illegitimacy in the black community. In 60-something years, it's now at 80%, or higher in some areas, but the national average about 80%. 80%. White illegitimacy was at about 10% back then. It's up at, again, almost 50. That's breakdown, folks. And he said, man, these black people, because suppressing black people made them build their own factories, their own hotels, their own everything, their own restaurants, their own area, and the establishment got pissed. Not just because they were black, but because they had their own economy. That which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I'm not defending segregation. But like Nietzsche said, that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. And LBJ said, we're going to have these uppity N-words voting Democrat for 100 years. And you've had them for 60 now. I mean, there's so many of these quotes. These are in letters that are in the National Archives, by the way. This is not disputed. They told folks, we got something free for you. Remember Pinocchio? That's all white kids getting caught to be corrupt, hired by thugs, and then they turn into jackasses and get put on a slave ship. That's a quick allegory of, you think these corrupt guys are giving you whiskey at the pool hall and having you do some robberies. Once they get you into the system, they're enslaving you. They know what they're doing. And along comes Trump, not liking it. Like Trump said a few years ago, what the hell do you got to lose, man? And Trump's been fighting like hell to have real affirmative action of factories and jobs and things to the inner city communities. And you know the regular enlisted is full of minorities. Trump's fought to get their pay doubled. He only got part of that. You know, I know a lot of people in the military, people that are sergeants and even above that. And the biggest thing is their wife's working a job. They're overseas. And they can't even pay their medical bills, and they're in the military. Trump's tried to fix that. That's the biggest thing you can do for this country. Millions and millions of enlisted people. And, you know, he's gotten the pay increased a lot. Obama fought increasing that pay because they want to keep you down. I don't want to keep you down. But that's what this whole system is. InfoWars believes in a pro-human future. I don't want to abort black babies or white babies or any other babies. But that doesn't mean because I'm white, I'm going to hear a bunch of racist leftists that happen to have brown skin tell me how I'm bad, how I'm supposed to kiss your racist ass. That ain't happening either. So let's go ahead and go to Trump speaks outside Marine One this morning about Baltimore. Here it is.
But if that's the case, they're fighting against their people because the African-American people have been calling the White House. They have never been so happy as what a president has done. Not only the lowest unemployment in history for African-Americans, not only opportunity zones for really the biggest beneficiary of the inner city, and not only criminal justice reform, but they're so happy that I pointed out the corrupt politics of Baltimore. It's filthy dirty. It's so horrible. And they are happy as hell. So you may have a couple of politicians boycott, but it's all a fix. It's all a fix. The fact is, African-American people love the job I'm doing because I'm working for them. I'm not working for the politicians.
Oh, hey, pause, please. Trump's hair is even more spectacular. Back it up a half second. I was on the elliptical this morning when this was on, and then there's some other shots where, I mean, if you're going to go Elvis, go all the way. Trump is out Elvis to Elvis. He has the hair. There's another shot that shows it 5 inches out now. I mean, that is awesome peacocking. I mean, wow. That is spectacular. There's some other shots of this morning. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I see you guys an exact point. Maybe you can find it. There's another shot where, I mean, it's like 5 inches out there. Yo, keep rolling to that then. Right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to give the number out, and I promise I'm going to take your phone calls. Paul Watson's coming up. Here's the toll-free number. Let's get Harmon in here. He's the best guy on the phones. 877-789-2539. Anything you want to talk about, long-time caller, first-time caller, just have a point, and I'm ready to talk to you. Have a clear phone. That's all I ask. 877-789-2539. 877-789. Alex, and I've just got stacks of news and video clips I haven't even gotten to yet. I mean, yeah, there's another shot, though, from up below. I'll find it. It's unbelievable. I mean, this is the most ridiculous hairstyle ever. But he's pulling it off completely, and it's all the peacock on purpose. I mean, he's like a cockatoo, for God's sakes. Only person I know that did more ridiculous stuff than that is who's the Rocket Man, the big rock star, Elton John.
Alex.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I've gotten $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in, so I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality products. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader. Because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
One of our great researchers and producers, Allie, who's awesome and who is a great member of the team and who also is here legally from Mexico, and we love her. Runs up to me, like so many of our crew, folks legal, great folks we need here in America, runs up to me and says, did you notice the Ford Theater in Detroit looks just like a clown theater? And I said, no. And she goes, hands me this piece of paper. If you're a radio listener, you can just type in Ford Theater Detroit. I've never seen something that looks this gaudy. This looks like a 14-ring circus. So perfect clown world. Two, live coverage tonight kicks off at 7 p.m. Central. It's all part of the live streaming we have at Infowars.com/show. But this is going to be hilarious. They got a whole bunch of people tonight, a whole bunch of people the next night. They're going to come after Joe Biden. We're going to talk some about that. We're going to take your phone calls right now on that subject. But let's shift to something really serious first. DrudgeReport.com. If you go to DrudgeReport.com, right in the center of the biggest news site in the world, you will see an image of an eyeball with an iris and a pupil. And it says, what's wrong with big tech's eyes? Well, what is wrong with big tech's eyes? And you click on that. Well, our great Kellen McBreen, without being asked to do it, one of our great writers, his dad's our head graphics guy. Kellen's already been here 5-6 years. Seems like forever. But just a day passed. He's already married, got a baby, whole nine yards. Kellen, who started here in the warehouse 5, 6, 7 years ago, whatever it was, is a great writer. He's our best proofwriter, to make sure he finds all the typos. But he put together a very powerful article. We've added to the DrudgeReport.com linked video, Silicon Valley Elite, Drugs, Brain Chips, and Immortality, just to show you all the places and all the times they admit they're already trying to do this. And again, it's mainstream news today, AP, London Telegraph, that Japan's legalized human-animal hybrids. It's already going on. But again, next year's news, next decade's news today. So that's a very important article. And I forgot to tell some of our crew, I'm not on Twitter, not officially. I mean, I've got a covert account just so I can private message people and stuff. And that's a whole other subject. I follow President Trump, and I get zero of his tweets, and I also get what they recommend, and it's never anybody that's a patriot, even though they can see what I'm following and what I'm doing. It's fraud is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. You think you're going somewhere to get a certain service, you're not getting it. It's just outrageous. We're going to go to Millie Weaver, too, who's right in front of the Fox Theater here in just a few minutes. And again, take your phone calls as well, just as soon as she's in place and ready. But I see them punching it up that, as above, so below, she is right there in front of the Fox Clown Theater, where all this is going to be happening in Detroit, Michigan tonight. But again, that article is up on Infowars.com, and it's on DrudgeReport.com. What's wrong with Silicon Valley's eyes? And I came up with the idea. Sometimes people like my ideas, and they go crazy with it, and then we change the world. Sometimes people don't care. But usually it's Drudge that seems to care, and he makes my ideas big and take off. So thank God to Matt Drudge. I'm serious. It's all I want to do is fight these people. And half the time, I wouldn't even have any success if it wasn't for Matt Drudge. Probably dangerous for him to give him so much credit, but damn it, he knows. Without him, we wouldn't have Trump any of this. But like going back to this, he's linked to our story. But we have a whole article backing up where they're going for brain chips. They're taking micro doses of drugs every day. These are crazy people. So that's up there. That's up there as well. But I had the idea, hashtag big, like, what's wrong with big tech's eyes? Or maybe something shorter. Like, what's wrong with big tech? What are, like, big tech's eyes? Can we all talk? I mean, what should it be? Big tech's eyes? Hashtag big tech's eyes, or hashtag have you seen big tech's eyes? I mean, I don't know, but they're on drugs. They admit they are. So Millie Weaver coming up in front of the Fox Theater. You can see her right there. Next segment in just a few minutes. I'm going to go to some calls right now. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that we are 1,000,000,000% funded by you. And when you get excited about what we're doing, we change the world. And I want to hire some more talk show hosts. Quite frankly, I have. We'll finally get some new shows launched within the month. I got a lot of covert operations going with things that we know are effective. I don't want to give the enemy too many ideas, even though they got my phone tapped. But we've got some projects that for $300,000, $400,000, we can change the world the next year. But it's not money that we have in the budget. So we have a $1 million goal at Infowars.com/show, where you find the Money Bomb donate pages or where you can buy product at discounted prices. And we've raised $210,000 so far. That means probably about $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 maybe, depending on the product you buy that I'll have to spend. And I'm not complaining. That's great. But we've got great coffee. We've got great fish oil. We've got great Supermold Vitality and great Rainforce Plus and Turbo Force and all these other great best-selling products and DNA Force Plus. Everything 50 to 60% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, or just make a straight-up donation. Just make a straight-up donation on the site, and that way we get 95% of it and can fund the operation. You want to see the world change, that's how you do it. Infowars.com/show. On the front page of Infowars.com, you can find the donate button at the top. And I just want to thank you all. But listen, we don't have like Soros that goes, you know, $1 billion Huffington Post, $1 billion New York Times. Carlos Slim, you know, gets a deal to do Obama phones for $3 billion and then gives $1 billion to the New York Times. Total criminal activity. I met Obama, they get $65 million book deals on books that sell $2 million worth. I don't get any of that. I just get you buying books, buying coffee, buying videos, buying toothpaste. And it probably costs, I don't know, I know the numbers, hell, it costs $20-something million to run this place a year. And so we may bring in $40 million, but that's product. We only make half that. We discount stuff so much. And then after everything's said and done, they're suing us to try to shut us down. We're fighting and holding our ground thanks to you. But without you, like a bird without wings, man, I'm done. So InfoWarsStore.com, please take action during this. We haven't done a money bomb in years. We've done some fundraisers, and we have to do these periodically now to, you know, just stay where we are. But I want to expand. I want to fight. I want to win. That's a great graphic, Stop the Clown, Store-Wide Mega Sell. But we should probably change that to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, put their faces up there as clowns. We already have that made up. Okay, let's go to some phone calls and Millie Weaver's on the other side. Let's go to Carlos in Canada. Got about a minute and a half, Carlos. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much. Just to prove for once and for all that President Trump is not a racist and that this is just a trick to people think of voting only against a white man because obviously President Trump is not other than a Caucasian. October 7th, 1999, on CNN, Larry King posed the question why he was considering running for president and who would be his vice presidential choice. And he said, Oprah would always be my first choice for vice president. Now, if a candidate is financing his own campaign for president, and if he's a racist, a white supremacist, or any other kind of KKK or whatever, why would he abandon his base, his foundation, the people that would vote for him, by having a vice president who's Oprah Winfrey?
Sure, and the word is, he called her. You know, he said this, he called her. And she wouldn't even return the call. It was, I saw it in one newspaper, like right when he was getting ready to run. She just wouldn't do it. He said, fine, you know, whatever. But obviously she'd be a total winning combo. You couldn't beat that. That's a really smart move. But yeah, you ever heard of a slow loris attack? It's where in hacking, it asks to shake hands with your computer network over and over again. And your computer getting ready to make that handshake goes through a bunch of computing. It's like putting your hand out, but then pulling it back and putting it through your hair. So they just keep going, you're a racist. We respond to that. You're a racist. And we respond to that to just keep us off balance, always responding to it. Great points, Carlos. All right, Millie Weaver coming up. Then more of your phone calls. And Paul, Joseph Watson, Robert Barnes, and more. It's the clown world. We're just living in it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
You know, I've thought about this a lot. I was thinking about it during the break. And I don't know how I sit here and bark at people. Hey, we need your support. Hey, you're great. Hey, you can't bet on a better place. Hey, we're changing the world. You're the reason all this change is happening. That's all true. But, I mean, let me just be clear. InfoWars and your support, and that means from Matt Drudge to the president tweeting out our stuff to all of our reporters, all of us are one group, has devastated the globalist. Can you imagine where we'd be in this fight right now against the left and their lies and saying don't say America or the American flag and pulling it off Nike and the NFL and all this other stuff? Up the creek without a paddle. And this ain't a happy creek. This is a you-know-what creek. An SH you-know-what creek. And so this is life and death, man. I'll give my life for this fight. I don't give a rat's ass about status or money, but let me tell you, I used to be somebody, and we're going to Millie Weaver your calls, who 15 years ago, I've been on air 10 years, they were trying to shut me down and demonizing me and coming after my family. And they were in the news saying, Alex Jones does this for money. And back then, I was hurt by that. Like, wow. I mean, I live in a pretty modest, you know, middle-class house, and I drive a $30,000 car, and I put almost all the money back into my company. That's how we've grown it. And I said, I'll show you. I'll really grow. And we did. We exploded. And that got their attention. We changed the world together. But it doesn't matter. Money's not a bad thing. It's that I won't sell out for money. I don't care about the trappings of things. I wear a Rolex because my dad gave me one 10 years ago. And then two other people, once I wore one, gave me one. And a few years ago, I gave my dad a green Rolex like I've got. And you know what? It fits good, and I like it. These watches are popular because, damn, they're nice, and they feel good, and they just fit right, and there's something timeless about it. But I don't give a damn about the symbolism of a Rolex. I drive a Ford F-150 pickup because I like it. I could drive a Ferrari, but I don't want that. I want money to kick the globalist ass. And you know, if I've ever downed my last dollars and I've got to pay to put an ad in the newspaper to fight the globalist, I'll sell this Rolex my dad gave me 10 years ago. And I'll sell the other two people gave me. But you know what? This Rolex wouldn't run this place for 6 hours, the cost we have to run it. Just the bandwidth and the crew and all of this Rolex is nothing. But it's also a symbol of timelessness. And how the British 500 years ago paid a huge sum for the first person that could create a clock that worked for the military. And it's not digital. It's not some globalist silicon contraption. It's machine working that the human mind made, and it's amazing. Not an ad for Rolex or not a sponsor. The point is that we're not doing money bombs for Rolexes around here. We're doing money bombs around here. I got a tag my dad gave me 20 years ago. Still works. Takes batteries, though. When did my dad give me that Rolex? He gave me that Rolex when my second daughter was born. But I'm going to go to Millie Weaver. I'm going to go to your calls and Paul Watson's coming up, and I apologize. I'm just going off on this jag about I love America. I love freedom. I love justice. And I hate seeing our cities fall like Baltimore and Detroit. And I hate seeing the lies of the globalists. I want to see them defeated. And we're so close. And now they're striking back with everything they've got. Because they don't want to see their lies countered. Because if their lies are countered, they're going to fail. And that's why this operation is so special. And that's why I want to thank every single listener for what you've done. Because you've changed the world. And those aren't words. That really happened. Millie Weaver in front of the Fox Theater. You're going to be more on with the War Room. You're going to be on tonight live during the debate, after the debate, doing interviews with folks as they come out. Give us your observation of Detroit, of the Fox Theater, and what you think is coming up tonight.
Well, thanks, Alex. We've been out here for a couple hours now, and I will say there's zero enthusiasm. People just don't seem to be very enthused. As you can see right behind me, we have the Fox Theater, and over here on this side, we have CNN's media tent. Now, CNN is putting on this entire event here, and look at this area where supporters are allowed to come fill in. Look how many people are there, Alex. There's like a dozen people there. I mean, if this were the GOP, if this were Trump coming to speak, you would have this packed. There would be lines everywhere. The Democrats can't draw a crowd. Even with all of these candidates, they're still not drawing the crowd, and they're not drawing any enthusiasm. I think this speaks volumes. And look at all this money behind CNN. CNN's got this huge media pit. They've got CNN advertisements everywhere. It's like CNN has written their name all over this event. Yet, look how many people actually care that CNN is here and want to even see the CNN news pundits or go there to support them and stand behind them as they report. It just goes to show they've got all this money. They're being backed by these billionaires like George Soros, the pharmaceutical industry, They're not actually backed by the American people, and that's very evident in just coming out to these events and showing you and showing this is what we're up against. We're up against big pharma and big billionaires that want to line the pockets of the Democrats and of CNN. Meanwhile, they don't have the American people behind them. They have to try to lure them like a bunch of lemmings and sheep off the cliff into supporting these Democrats who have failed policies.
Wow. You know, that's really the central theme. When you were in Miami a few weeks ago, was it a month ago now? There was no one there. You're out there. They all just looked depressed. There was like 20 demonstrators for the Democrats and like a couple hundred Trump supporters. It looks like a replay of that so far.
Well, it looks like there's actually going to be some protesters. So some liberals are actually going to be protesting the Democrat debates here in Detroit. That's going to start at around 4 p.m. Eastern time, and we are going to be covering that as well. And you can find that coverage on my Twitter feeds, Millie Weaver on Twitter or Millennial Millie on YouTube. We're going to be covering that. But there's probably going to be more liberals protesting the Democrat debates than there will be out here just supporting it. And these are going to be climate change activists that are mad. These are people that they want the Green New Deal. They want these really radical, extreme left policies. And they're demanding that these Democrats kneel to the Green New Deal, essentially. And that's why they're protesting.
Sure. Well, that's the Soros globalist funded deal, because if they get the carbon tax, they can track every human activity, totally control everything. They admit that. So you're going to have a leftist rent-a-mob acting like they're not leftist enough. I expect to see them really, as the media said, pull out the long knives on Joe Biden because he's the presumptive leader. But even Trump said it looks like he is the candidate if he can, quote, make it. Because the word is he's so low energy, sputtering. I mean, I wonder if he's going to know who he is tonight.
Yeah, I think that Joe Biden is definitely the establishment pick. I've been saying for over a year now that they're going to try to have Joe Biden maybe pop in with having Michelle run as a vice president, so that they can try to corral the black vote in America. We saw Obama-Biden trending today on Twitter the day of the debates. Now, it was trending because of a fake news satirical tweet that said some outlandish quote that wasn't even true about something Representative Jim Jordan said. But it just goes to show, look, their names are trending today on the debate. Biden is the establishment pick. It's who they're going to try to shove through, whether the Democrats like it or not. And this is what we're going to be up against. But see, they're trying to kill morale. GM, the auto manufacturer, we know that Detroit is a major hub for auto manufacturing. GM has announced, and they just did a press conference, some of the Democrats earlier this morning, that GM is closing down more of their factories and moving them to Mexico.
Incredible. And let's add this.
They're trying to demoralize people in the swing state. They're hitting swing state areas and shutting down their factories there so that they can say Trump's policies have failed. And I think GM is hedging their bets that Trump will lose, and then they can still be in Mexico, and they won't have to be hit by tariffs or be punished for selling out.
You're right. That is completely outrageous that they do that. But just like the fake Jim Jordan quote they put out that we'll cover when we come back with Paul Watson and callers, they know that a certain percentage of people will get emotional, get mad, and even when they find out it's not true, they still have that hate for the person, like they've done to me, like they've done to Trump, saying that Trump called black people rats. I mean, I saw Juan Williams say that on Fox News this morning. He knows damn well that's not true. So it's just so dangerous what they're doing, Millie.
Well, a group of Trump supporters, and I'm going to be volunteering as well, have volunteered to go to Baltimore in August, and they're going to be doing a trash pickup. So you're going to have MAGA hat wearing Trump supporters out there in Baltimore doing
it. And I think Trump should come to that. I think he should tour blue cities and call for initiatives to help folks. Millie Weaver, great job. You'll be popping in during the war room throughout the 40-hour broadcast. We're now already, we're already like 6 hours into it. Stay with us. Hour number four, straight ahead with Paul Watson and Carl. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.